Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, speaking to you from a secret location. So I'm not going to tell you which country I'm in, but you're not going to figure it out. Anyway, but there are a few souvenirs to buy, and watch out for the trolls crossing, or indeed the reindeer. Okay, nice cobblestone square. And then you'll see the cathedral in a minute. So it's late Middle Ages, not very big. And the belfry is a very wide tower that emphasizes height. And look at that sloping shape, so the snow can't settle on it. The idea was that there's too much snow, that it might collapse under the weight. So I'm glad they've kept the cobblestones. So not too far from the old part of the city. And it's not very high rise. There are some sort of 10-story buildings and so on. But a lot of it's 19th century around here. So a very prosperous place, quite expensive. I remember when I came here 20 years ago, having to get a taxi a very short distance, it was a tenner, which is more than the flight, 10 quid from Oslo to Stansted. And they're selling flowers here. But unfortunately, it's a very cloudy day, so they're not really dressed for summer. It's not cold, but there was a shower a little while ago. That's it. An outdoor cafe. They have their own national day on the 17th of May, which doesn't involve any military parades, often wearing their folk dress. Torvet. Okay, so that's the street. And is that Hermes with his winged helmet above there? So there's a lot of statues around, very few women notably. So ethnically and religiously diverse city increasingly, more so than the rest of Norway. You can see why people want to live here. And quite low unemployment, despite you think it'd be very tempting with that. And the tram. They've also got a metro, which I don't remember from 20 years ago. Maybe it exists back then, I don't forget it. And look, Christian IV. But he's a king of Sweden because there was that Kalmar Union signed at Kalmar Castle in Sweden in, was it the 15th century? Uniting Norway, Sweden, Finland and Iceland. Because Iceland wasn't fully independent about 1945 and Finland was part of Sweden, not Russia, to the end of the Napoleonic Wars. Anyway, so there you see the cathedral behind me. Royal ceremonies. Not very large in area, but that is a very chunky clock tower with the bells way up high. I've not heard the bells ring out, it's a Monday, but obviously they have daily worship. There's only open to tourists after 12:30, it's free, but they do suggest donations. I remember last time I was here, in this park, there was a, what's it called? There was a demonstration, something with Eritrea, and a big banner in English. Okay, well, what are all these chickens here about, this fountain? I've seen a few Irish pubs. But yeah, it's pretty expensive, like sort of like £12 a pint. But they're using the Norwegian krona. NOK is its symbol. What say you? Are you going to visit Norway? And you're having no difficulty getting around without a word of English because they're all so good at it. I mean, so without a word of Norwegian. And then quite a lot of unremittingly grey architecture. Quite depressing, but there's some flourishes to it. It's not completely bland. What do you think? All right. So I can't think what the name of the square is. Oh, it says over there. I'll go and take a look. Hop on, hop off bus tour. I haven't taken that one. And very little traffic, it being a public holiday. Stor Torvet, so big Torvet. I don't know what Torvet is. And this slopes up towards Parliament and indeed towards the Royal Palace, about 2 kilometres from here. That's enough from Norway. Goodbye.